Inherent Vice or Vice Versa by Sturdivant. The 1st of October 2007. Tate Papers Issue 8. This paper was written as a short discussion document for the Inherent Vice, the Replica and Its Implications in Modern Sculpture Workshop, held at Tate Modern, 18-19 of October 2007, and supported by the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. Other papers produced for this workshop can be found in Issue 8 of Tate Papers. Tate Papers Autumn 2007 Copyright Sturdivant. There is the inside and the outside. There is the interior and exterior. Not as in the Foucault fold, but as in essence, force and potency, the interior silent power of art. And it is here that hovers the entangled challenge of replication. Replica is not copy, but it could be. Replica might be double, but its sameness will trip us up. Replica could never be repetition, for repetition is difference. Replica might be repeating, but that is all surface. Replica could be redo and remake, but it is in your face cyber. So we can jet it. Or maybe not. Copy, of course, has the absolute beauty of looking just like the real thing. But copy conceals dangerous gaps. The rigid technique required to make an exact detailed copy renders it without force, the artwork becoming static and dead. There is no opposition or confrontation, it is incapable of imposing and creating action. Such denial of critical elements in a work of art is like denying the artist his most powerful implement. Voila, this is a no-go. Double has the spectacular problem of sameness, which works for replication except for this burden. For in our cybernetic world, same is temporal appearance empty. And there's the dilemma of nothing can be the same in a finite and infinite world. The placing of this limitation is, of course, limited to works of art. Indeed, not to the vast double of language. So does it work for replication or not? Maybe yes, maybe no. Repetition is a breathtaking conceptual idea that has greatly pushed the limitation of resemblance, holding the higher powers of non-identity and difference. Its presence has narrowed the gap between visibilities and articulation. If one could jump over the dynamics of difference, this would be an excellent method for replication. However, the crucial leap from image to concept, this displacement of image that throws out representation, might not be the best place for replication to go. Certainly it would possess veracity, but unfortunately eliminates the artist. Repeating might be an excellent mode for replicating, but it is back to the surface again. What is on top? It desperately cares what it looks like rather than containing silent power which is of no interest. This digital process is image over image and used by Warhol with brilliance. Cybernetics' imposition on how we act, think, feel, our mode of being is perhaps an advantage for the art of replicating. It releases the high anxiety of being original. Original is no longer viable, having long ago met its demise. This trap, our obsession of what lies on the surface, is prevalent everywhere. It is not a question of getting rid of these potent elements as not knowing it could be there. Its blatant absence is in high gear in most of our current art, whose push and shove is production as meaning and consumption as use, or burdened by heavy subjectivity or hiding behind anonymity, or displaying our vast barren interior by retreating to regressive teeny bopper imagery. The interior of art, the understructure, is being concisely and brutally eliminated. Our digital shift from seeing to listening also has dire consequences for art. Seeing, which is not seeing, has been replaced by listening. To see is to listen. This is an old new rage of museums, with NYC MoMA leading the pack. Plug in your ears, listen to every bit, see detail, and hear the endless narrative of. Forget how one can fall in love with a painting or sculpture. Forget being breathless with its vigor and audacity. Spectators, which brings to mind gladiators being eaten alive by the lions, only demand entertainment. Thus, seeing is only perception and hearing is only a distraction. But not so for visibilities, which bring to see to its highest power. However, the strenuous requirements of thinking, knowledge, references, reflection, and to be there, are a great impediment. In our anti-intellect world, these vital elements are considered heavy baggage or are totally out of the digi-loop. The fight, rebellion, all the weight and drive of a work of art should be present in a valid replica. As such, Copy is out. Double is out. Repetition is out. Repeating is out. Redo and remake are definitely out. However, if one takes a philosophical position, it would become clear that this idea of a critical interior is archaic. After all is deeply embedded in our cyberfold. Then copy, double and repeating become a possible method for replication. But it's a bit of a cheat, isn't it? And what about those who know? Now, the much-dreaded subject of materials, materials not to be found, almost like materials, and maybe materials. When doing the Black Stellas, the chemistry of the paint had been changed, giving a different quality to the work. It was resolved by finding one of those gemmed Little Italy stores. Not because they had old black paint, but rather because the owner had a Brooklyn friend who had a basement full of old black paint, but that is a throw of the dice. But doing the John Sculpt metal light bulbs was never resolved. In a short period of time, the Sculpt metal radically changed, driving the manufacturer and the chemist totally crazy, and my determination to find a resolution was useless. And a wide search, with the hope of finding the original materials, was an exercise in futility. With Boyce and his perishable fat, the solution is to destroy the piece after it's run at a museum, an efficient method to eliminate later replication. Replacement of fat is easy. Fat and fat of all kinds will always be around. Of course, winter fat is crucial, as is the repetition only by the artist. The latter a mighty fix. Not only not a gritty double negative, having found resolutions for the inherent vice of replication, perhaps it has even been agitated. With all this paradox and contradictions. So, I am taking my head and getting out of here.